Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
Coming to you live from my bedroom.
Jacqueline's bedroom?
Yeah, we decided, since we're recording at night tonight, we decided to
put some masks on. Get in our robe and PJs.
We were going to have some wine, but it turns out that
both of us are constipated.
Not constipated. I have the runs.
And I don't. You feel I've got like, the opposite.
Yeah. You want to take a poop, but you can't.
I can't.
And I'm needing to poop, and I have pooped, and I still feel like I
need,
need to
poop. You need to get clogged. Wait, you need to do more, you're saying?
Well, I probably will later. I don't know. I have bubbles, you know, like the tummy bubbles.
Uh-huh.
So I don't feel like I'm done with it. I feel like I could go again later. Like, I feel like that wasn't the last session.
I would like to feel that way. I'm so calm. I'm just so backed up. Like, I haven't felt this way in a long time. Like, I go, you know, 2-3 times a day.
Did you eat anything different?
I don't think so. I've been like, I don't know what I've done. Besides the coffee enema. And I think after the coffee enema, I think it like, so I've.
What's going on in the bedroom?
Why do you think I put the comforter up? Let's say on the comforter, not in the bed. Speaking of which, I feel like I had earlier in the day, I was feeling really great. And I was listening to Usher all day because we're going to the concert next week.
Yes.
And so then that song Climax came on, which, oh my God, like if that doesn't put you in the mood, I don't know what will. Like I played it twice. I had to go back and I was like jamming out and I was just like, oh my God, you could like really fuck really good to this song. Like, this would be a great song. And so I sent Chaz.
I bet Chaz would be really happy. You better come through tonight.
Oh God.
Like, you really must come through tonight.
Well, so I sent him, I'm not going to send him, like, a boo pic or anything like that. So I sent him, like, 2 devil horns, and I said, it's, what did I say? Tonight, like, ?
Uh-huh.
And he, like, sends back, like, this gif, like, it was Madea that said, hell to the yeah. And then, and so I'm like, ha-ha, right? I ha-ha'd it. And then he sends this other one of, like, Nicki Minaj, like, all excited. And I'm like, oh, shit. I said, oh, shit, boy, just calm down. And I was like, oh, my God, this song is, like, the ultimate. Like, I have some other ones. Yeah, like, I made it, like, a fuck me. See, are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
I'll put it up in the top.
Yeah, and so, gosh, and then his mother comes tomorrow, so we gotta like
get it over with.
I know. I'll take a shower and everything for sure, because you know how I am. I don't like it when, I have to be like
super clean.
Yeah,
not just clean, but super clean.
Yeah, so I have to like I'll take a shower and stuff. I'll do it, but I have not been able to make good on my promise that you called me out on last time. I have been thinking about it, but I have not been able to execute because since I've been on this like
what was it? What did you say you were gonna do?
Was
it a BJ?
Yeah, a BJ. And since I've been doing the Mounjaro compound, my gag reflex is really sensitive.
Did you just said that to him? I was like, great excuse, Jacqueline.
It's not an excuse. It's so true. Like, literally every time I use my tongue scraper, I'm like, ugh. So I, like, have to, like, take a breather so I don't.
Can you just say, hey, can we do something else besides that?
Oh, we've done other things.
No, I'm just saying, can...
Like a hand job?
Yeah, or something.
Oh, I'll do a hand job. I don't think it's going to...
I don't think he'll suffice.
I think he'll be like, okay, that's a good holdover. But
that's not what you still promised.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. I have not forgotten.
Damn it, you shouldn't have promised that.
You know, I was in the moment. I was having like courses of sushi and lots of sake and alcohol. Girl, take it the gum out of your mouth.
Sorry.
Put it on your drink.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're like, I can hear it. I was like, wait, what?
Now I feel like we sound a little different because our face is so tight.
I know,
because
I can't stretch it.
We have charcoal masks on and like it's so tight. I could see how tight it is on you.
On you
and
too.
It's like
cracks.
It's cracking.
See all our cracks
right
here?
It's kind of hurting.
It is. I don't know if it's a good thing that we're stretching it like this.
I don't know. It sounded like a good idea, like a cool idea to like do some self-care while we self-care
yeah,
and vent. But
almost past our bedtime, 10 o'clock. So may as well make some, you know, self-care beauty thing for it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Makes it feel better.
What's up? We're both watching the Menendez Brothers.
Yes, I finally finished it. So let me.
I've not finished it, so don't
so I won't
ruin
tell you
it
anything.
For me, even though I know what happens. Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. Okay, what episode are you on?
They're long.
I know, but like
I think I'm on 7.
Okay, so you're about to get to the
yeah.
Yeah, 8 and 9 is good. I remember very briefly of what like that happened, but I never knew exactly what went on. Do you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I just knew of the Menendez brothers. I forgot that they killed their parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think. But then I remember watching the OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Like, me and my parents would watch it during the day. Do you remember they
that
aired
was
it?
All they showed. I mean, yeah.
On all of it, and I was like, oh, so I watched all of that, but Menendez Brothers, nothing. But I think it was like years after, or maybe around the same time.
Yeah,
frame.
it kind of. I don't remember the time frame, but, and I, you know, I probably didn't watch the trial. I don't even know if it was like telecasted or whatever broadcasted, but I have watched many of, you know, I do lots of crime documentaries. They've had lots of them about the Menendez brothers, but yeah, this one is a really good, like, I think the acting is really good.
It's the same director as the Dahmer movie.
Yeah, he does a lot of them. He does a lot of like FX. I think he does like the what's the one, the American Horror Stories.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same. I mean, they used to be a bunch of the same people. There's a lot of people in the cast. A lot of people in the cast.
In the Menendez cast, you're
saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a good job. It turns an 8 and 9. I won't tell you what happens,
uh-huh.
but it will definitely turn.
They end up not killing the
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it. So let me ask. I don't know if who's followed it, but now I'm curious to know, like, what really, because like the parents are not here, so we can't hear that they're said.
Yeah,
but like, what really happened? Were they really sexually abused?
I don't know, but I'm gonna just tell you, if what they said was true, I don't blame them for having done that, because I feel like there wasn't an escape.
I just think killing is at a different level. I think that if everything was true, then I think there's other ways out. Like going to the police and going to the, you know.
Yeah, but I think
now
that they were powerful. They would pay off the police. His dad would pay off the police to get him out of trouble. So
hey, two brothers go run away or something. I don't know. It's not that easy. The father would probably find them, right?
Yeah, they have no money. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. But, like, if someone was abusing my kids, I'd fucking kill them.
Yeah.
If my husband was... Sorry, I burped. I'm drinking Topo to help my stomach. So, like, I burped. I didn't want to burp on him.
Oh, I thought
I
you
may.
Said.
But if, like, whatever. I'm just saying, in a, like... Whatever, I'm just saying, if my husband, I'm not talking about Chaz, but if my husband was sexually abusing my kids and I knew about it and it was 1,000% confirmed, I would fucking kill him. My rage would be
really
off
yeah.
the charts. I just couldn't.
I just don't want to be stuck in jail. Helpless. That's my thing. Like, in the moment, I think about that also. Like, I would do anything and everything, but then I don't want to be helpless in jail without my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, I know in the moment, but then I just think about the future too, because I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
but
I
no one
live
no one thinks really about that when
no,
whatever
true.
Not I want to say no one, but like
let me just tell you something.
Bridge.
Watch 8 and 9. Because it'll turn. And then we'll get back to what you think. But okay. I want to know the truth about the Menendez brothers. And I know we won't ever know because they're going to claim the whole time they were sexually abused.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yours. Is sexually abused. But it's interesting. 8 and 9 really turned it around. So let's see what you have to think, what you have to say.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to, what's the next one?
There's so many good ones out. So in terms of like my Mounjaro injections, I got my second one
Monday.
Yeah. So, I lost about 7 pounds, which is crazy. I did not get, the only side effects I got on the second shot was just a little nauseous. And then
on the
like
first
a faint
one you
headache.
Got
it. Yeah, I got really nauseous.
On the first one.
On the first one. But I remember I told you I got all those like muscle, like the body aches.
Yeah.
That did not happen.
The second time?
Yeah, the second time.
So what dose are you on?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I have one in my refrigerator. So because I lost that weight and my goal weight isn't that far off, she gave me one to take home for my next week. So on Monday, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
And then she wants me to come in to get the fourth shot because pretty much after that, I'll be done with taking it weekly. And I can try to do like every 2 weeks for maintaining. And if that's good, I'll try to space it out more like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I don't want to get too small. I know I've been too small before.
Yeah.
Like when we were doing our depression and I got to like 107, that was really disgusting.
Yeah.
So I know what my goal threshold is. I don't want to go below that because I don't want to look like,
well, let me tell you, if you lose so much weight at this age quickly, also, I feel like it turns into like saggy skin, like fat, like I think you look older faster.
Oh, for sure.
Because I remember at one point I had dropped about 20 real fast, and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, that just aged me like freaking 20 years. Mm-hmm. I looked so much older, but you just need it. It just needed to fill up a little bit more after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
And you don't want no booty. You want a booty.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I'm still working out. My real thing is like what it has actually really done to me is motivated me working out more, you know, like to keep it going. But also because I don't want to look flabby, I don't want to look soft.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build muscle. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm not really 100% going on just like a base weight. I'm really going on how I look.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it could be the weight that I want to be, maybe even more than my goal weight.
Because
is.
You're getting muscle.
Yeah.
You're
you know, yeah, you're I mean, muscle. I know I'm like 42. I have 3 kids. I don't want to look like I'm 12.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not the look I'm going for.
Okay.
But what
made you, have you always been that weight? What made you want to go to that your goal weight?
Because that was my, not only pre-kid weight, that was also my post weight after Donovan.
Okay.
And I felt great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going by. Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. And I didn't look too small. And I was also still working out a lot at that time. So in my mind, I'm like, hey, I felt good. I looked great. I didn't look skinny. I didn't look bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, it's because that's how much I weighed in high school. Like I'm being more realistic about everything, you know?
Yeah.
So,
which is great.
Yeah. I mean, because I've seen people just take it too far. Because you get in your head, and I've had a really close friend tell me that like she, you know, her goal weight is, I don't know, let's just say like 128, and she got down to 114 and she looked sick. Like it was like she looked like she had to get like fillers,
right? Because it sunk. Oh my gosh!
But that was way too thin, and you know she was just like, I just feel like it just really got in my head, and I'd like not addicted to it, but you know, she just, I don't know. I'm very aware of that. I am very, very aware of that.
I can see that, though. I can see it go down that
I could see how
really
it could.
Fast,
I could see how
you
it
know?
Could. But she was a lot bigger. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, like, I feel like if you were a bigger person, right, you would be so scared to gain any weight because you were a bigger person.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm a big person. I know I'm that. I didn't, you know. But I wouldn't freak out, like, let's just say, if on my maintenance thing I gained 5 pounds, I wouldn't be freaking out. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't.
No, because I know I could fluctuate. I wouldn't be freaking out. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. So would you rather, if your goal is, what, 128, would you rather just go down to like 123 so you can have that?
No, that's not. No, because I don't want to feel like, oh, I can always have a buffer. You know what I mean? And again, it's not the weight number. It's about whatever. So, like, if I get to that point where I feel good and I look good and I'm like, okay, great, I'm ready to maintain this, and my pants start getting fitter, that's my sign. Tighter, that's my sign to be like, okay.
So then. It was, yeah. And I think I had seen you 5 days in, right? 6 days in.
Yeah.
And you walked out. I was like, oh, you had, like, to me, it was like a bit of a drastic change. I was like, oh, you like really slimmed down real fast. I didn't know I was going to see that in like 6 days though.
But you know what? I don't really feel like that has really impacted my form of my look. Like, I didn't like lose weight.
It's just you've become just leaner.
Right.
That's all. And your face was thinner too. And maybe your hair, but like you can tell.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Like,
but
you know how like people are like, oh, you lost your butt, whatever. I just
you
feel like
didn't.
I'm just like smaller.
No, you looked healthier. You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't look. You were just a
smaller
thinner,
version,
smaller
of
version
like
of
what
you.
I used to be.
But your face and everything, you didn't look. It still looked everything.
Yeah.
Was looking good.
Well, good. Cause you know, I'm counting on you to also be like, hey,
I'll tell you.
But no, I like mentally, I feel like for me, I'm really hoping and I'm feeling like I'm really approaching this like in a healthy way. Like,
yeah,
a healthy
you are.
Mentality.
I'm glad that you're not going where you're like, I want to be like stick thin.
Oh,
and
God,
this
no.
Thin
I don't even
and
feel like that's attractive. I don't. And yeah. I want to have some curves. I want to have a booty. I want to have my boobs. Like, I love all that.
Yeah.
I want to look like I'm 42, like a hot 42. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to look like, you know, I'm 15 or whatever. That's
right.
Not what I'm going for.
We're going for 30, maybe 31, 32.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, you feel so far so good. So I'll let you know. The only thing is though, like when I weigh myself for the third shot, I'll be using my own scale. So it's not really 100% accurate of
you
like
had
how
your
much
shoes on though. So you're much less than that.
Well, it was, again, 1 o'clock on Monday. So like, I'll have to weigh, like my
same
plan
time.
Is weighing at the same time with my shoes on.
Yeah.
At
so
my
it makes,
home
yeah.
scale. And even though it's not the same scale, I'll just go by that.
So did you
see.
Even find out if you weigh less or more there versus your?
I did not. I've not stepped on my scale.
Okay.
Because
when you
I
said
didn't
you
wanna
didn't scale, when you said you didn't step on your scale for so long, I was like, you know what? I haven't stepped on my scale. I don't know how long it's been. It's been.
Oh, yeah. That scale is dusty.
Year.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I
didn't even know the batteries. I was like, does this still work? But, you know, I did know it works because my kids come in and check on their weight. You know,
yeah.
And so does Bob.
Yeah.
But I have not weighed myself. And so I was like,
I don't know. I don't think it's really healthy to weigh yourself a lot.
No, because I'm doing weights and we're doing so much yoga
exactly.
And
like
self-weight. Like
muscle also weighs more. And so.
And it gets in your head.
It gets. I was going to say it fucks with you. Don't kick my dog.
I know.
It fucks with you because I feel like maybe after a vacation, you're like, oh, shit, I gained 4 pounds. But like, I don't regret it. But I know I got to like, OK, now I got to like
get on
get
track.
Yes,
yeah, get
yes,
on track.
Yes. That's when I will do. Or if like we're kind of like letting loose and my pants fitting but tighter, then I'll get on there because I also feel like and that for me. It makes it real versus like, oh, maybe I'm just like puffy today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if I sat on scale, I'm like, oh, shit, I had had too many seltzers or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's when I do it. But I don't do it every day because that's just, that'll drive me crazy. And I don't need anything else to drive me crazy.
Okay. So hold on. It's your second week. So you're still a little nauseous.
Oh, no.
And what is your eating? Like, if, I feel like you don't have much of an appetite, though.
You don't. You don't
at
have,
all.
Stop. She's so, you're so mean.
I didn't mean to. Sorry.
I like your toenail color. It's really pretty.
Thanks. I did it.
Then I'm waiting for you to do my toenails.
I'm so tired.
Why are you laughing so hard? Did you take some tincture?
No, I'm just hilarious.
I wouldn't say you're hilarious.
Like, I said I'm delirious.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what did you just say?
I was wondering, like, why are you laughing? I didn't think anything was funny about that. But you're really laughing. Okay, party of one.
Oh, my gosh. This thing better not
it
cause wrinkles.
It hurts me.
If oh, this I feel my wrinkles here.
Anyway, no, I do have to force myself to eat because I do forget. I'm not thinking about it, but I do still have my mushroom coffee.
Good.
I try to eat mostly all protein.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then I have my electrolytes.
Okay.
I'm not in that specific order.
Are
I'm
you
just
taking those digestive
you.
Enzymes? When are you taking them? Are you taking them with
in
your
the
meals?
Morning? In the morning. The ones I have, it says take it in the morning.
Okay, you did. You didn't take the one that I... Okay,
no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
And then I have... Because it was making me a little constipated, I don't have that problem anymore because I started taking those... What did I tell you? The cleanse?
Yeah.
What is it called?
The Super Cleanse?
The Super Cleanse.
Yep.
So I take some of those and those help you go poop.
Well, that's probably... Did you take too much of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's like that can cause you to have...
No, I know. That's why I'm scared to take more. So I only take one in the morning and it says take one in the morning, take one at night. And then if you need to take two in the morning, two at night. So I've only been taking one in the morning because I'm fucking scared. I don't want to like shit in my car. I don't. You know, I just, so I'm scared to
so,
take it.
Okay. So I don't, I did see some people, message on.
Yeah. A lot of people reached out to me.
Yeah. On IG. So I'm just going to ask, is this something that anybody can be qualified? I know you don't go to your doctor.
No,
like, it's
I'm
like,
not qualified.
Okay.
Listen, I did not get it through my doctor. Doctors won't give it to you just to lose weight. You have to have like a medical reason to have that. Unless a doctor is willing to do that. But that's not what I've had people tell me that they didn't qualify because it was not medically necessary. Okay.
And the medical, like, I know.
Like diabetes and stuff.
Diabetes, PCOS. Okay.
Well, yeah. And I tried to go through this website and I still didn't qualify. Like, so I'm doing it through my med spa because I just want to lose like 5 to 15 pounds. Really like
and
20.
They are taking that. They're taking. What's the liability on that part, though? Like,
it's not really a liability. It's just, I mean, she checked all my blood levels. She made sure that I was healthy enough and she's monitoring me.
Okay.
So it's, and this is not a new thing. So many medical spas do it for like people who want to lose like the, like just 15, 20 pounds. If you want to lose 20 pounds, like you, cause you sign up with a coach. The thing is, here's why I don't think it is because they're not going to make any money from you, from these people on the website, right? Because you sign up for like 3 or 5 month plan. And if you only want to lose like 15 or 20 pounds, you're not going to use that whole time.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They want to give you like a nutritional plan, a coach, weekly check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I don't think they want to bother with someone who's going to use it for like a month and bounce.
Right. Right.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, even before me, I've had plenty of friends that have done it through like their med spa. I just finally pulled the trigger.
Okay, okay.
And I'm actually glad I did. Like, I'm really glad I did. I'm feeling way confident in how I looked. I went shopping and I was like, and it, again, it's not a huge change, but it's enough change for me.
Oh, I Yes, I understand. And the when you feel so good in your own skin,
yeah,
and you go shopping, that's like the best feeling.
Yeah. And so when people were, you know, DMing me and stuff like that, I was telling them like the whole truth. And then a lot of people DM me or text messaged me and said, oh, I'm taking it. So it is like not pretty common, but it's more common than you think. And not everyone obviously talks about it openly, but I'm going to tell you, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you I changed my diet and exercising more, because yeah, but that's not the truth. You know what right. I mean? But like, it's hard. I mean, lifestyle, you know, and stuff. And I'm not saying like, all of these people are eating 100% right. All of these people, whatever. But like, whatever you need to like get to where you want to be to help you feel better, if you want to do that, if hey. You want to incorporate that, if you want to do whatever. Let me take my watch off.
I know your watch is loose on you yeah. now.
Shut the fuck up. It's just bothering me because I'm
no, it's loose
hand.
On you. You're over here doing this like a bracelet.
It was never tight on me. I don't like it tight.
I've never seen it go like all the way around. Girl.
This is how it is. This is how it is in yoga. That's why I always have to fucking mess with it. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill her. Anyway, you interrupted me. What I was gonna say is I'm not judging anyone. Reach out to me. I'm not judging anyone. However you want to get there, you fucking get there. Whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better, whether it is, you know, a facelift, a brow lift, Botox, fillers, lips, nose. I've had a nose job. I want to get my boobs done, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Life's too short. And if you can do it, fucking do it.
Whatever. You just do you. Whatever makes
That's
you feel
what I'm
good.
Saying. You do you. And, you know, there may be people saying, like, you didn't need it. You shouldn't be taking it, whatever. But, like, listen, I feel really good about myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it helps somebody, great. What it's also doing to me, like I said, it's motivating to take more advantage of this opportunity and work out more and do way more strength training, because I don't want to be flabby, because I know what it can do.
Yeah, but I think you're way ahead. Like, the thing is, you don't need to lose so much. So it's not like you're going from one extreme to another.
Exactly.
Extreme. So you're being proactive, so that's good. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Yeah,
yeah.
You really,
you just need to come to yoga more.
Oh my god! Listen, I've had my mom in town. I'm gonna kick your ass. I've had my mom in town. Thank you very much.
That's true.
Okay. Anyway, I was gonna talk about a lot of stuff. I didn't bring my notebook back here and talk about a bunch of things.
What were you?
I was going to ask you, do you guys have sex days? Where, like, you know you're going to have sex that day every week? Or you just, like, it just is a change?
Usually, it's, like, every other day. That's how we know it. It's not
what
like that
mean?
All the
you
time.
You know it.
That's not how we don't, it's not like that all the time. But it's not consecutive most of the time, like, every other day or so. What?
I was like really gonna say Sundays was our like go-to days usually, because not that I'm saying like we don't have sex any other days other than that, but like Sundays.
So I heard it's actually good to schedule.
No, it's good to schedule.
Everyone was like, oh, you need to be adventurous and blah blah blah. So what I've been noticing, what I've been hearing of a lot of young first-time moms,
mm-hmm.
is that it's better to have sex than not have sex, first of all. So, like, you want to be all adventurous, right? You're like, you want to be all adventurous and be like, oh, don't plan it, blah, blah, blah. But when you have a kid, like, you got to kind of, like, plan it.
Of course, yeah.
So, like, it's not, like, necessarily a bad thing that you plan it. Like, people would be like, oh, why would you put that on the calendar? Like, this is the day we have sex. It becomes boring or blah, blah, blah. You know, it's uh-huh. not... It's expected. It's not like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you're not making, you just know that's about to happen.
Like, we don't put it in the calendar, right? Like, we just, and we don't, like, say, okay, next Tuesday we're gonna have sex. It's like more like, hey, we're gonna get it on tonight. You know what I mean? It's kind of like we say it like that day or something like that. And it could be like, you know, 3 days later, or like it just ends up like a week later, you know, just some things like happen, like, you know, if like people, you know, my mom stayed over here. And then, you know, Chaz was away all last weekend. So, yeah. And then I got my shot, so I didn't like feel good.
Yeah.
So it kind of like life happens. You know what I mean? Like
when you go on vacation, like either you go on vacation or Chaz goes on vacation and one of y'all come back, it's like, okay, we're getting it on right away.
Well, it depends, because most of the time we're like partying and like he was so fucking tired. And I was tired with like having the kids the whole time. So probably not.
You're like, let me,
because I'm just, you know, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And he's exhausted too. Like hanging out with his friends all the time. And like, I'm sure they're staying up late and fucking partying all day and then traveling. You know what I mean? So like, no, like, would that be great? Yeah. But like, realistically, we're just so fucking tired, you know? And so like maybe the next day, but you know,
no, I mean, I just, that's how we usually do. But like, I just think it's cool that some, like the new parents nowadays are like, oh, we plan it now. Like they schedule it in. They really do.
Oh, because now they're going back on their words.
Well, yeah. Cause like, for the longest, I don't know, I was always like, everybody was like, oh, don't schedule it, because it's you know what I'm saying, it's like boring.
It like, takes like the spontaneity out of
it. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you're about to get it on, so there's no point of like doing the, you know,
but you still do all that.
Yes, but like you know how like you build up to that moment. It's a given that you're going to do that. I don't know how to, I don't know what I'm saying.
Listen,
like,
man, we've been married too long for all of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, and I just feel like I honestly, nowadays, me and Bob are so exhausted at night.
That's what I'm telling you, girl.
But it's like so much more stuff with these kids in the evenings. And it's not even like, it's still like, it's later in the day also. And it's, we're exhausted. Like, I think, yeah, we're super exhausted. Like, we want our sleep now. So we can function the next day.
This is what I've been trying to tell you fucking forever. What the hell? This is not new to me. What? And I do more because, like, you know, like we have to do all the stuff with Breslin. And so like, I can't just like come home and sit on my ass after the kids. I'm like feeding her, changing her, getting her set up, stretching her and do all that stuff. I can't just like, fucking, I'm gonna pass out right here until like dinner time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't do that. That's why like, I can't, where, you know, if I'm not at 12 or I'm not doing anything when the kids come home from school, like I can't do shit.
Right. You told me. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, fucking exhausted. We're so tired.
We're so like, I don't want.
That's why when you said every other night, I was like, God, good for you. I mean, if the more sex you have, praise to you. I'm jealous. I wish I could. And everyone's like, yeah, you could do that too. But I'm like, I'm fucking tired.
You'd rather sleep though.
Yeah, but then you just don't have any energy to do that. Like, it takes a lot to get ready and do that. You know what I mean? It's just, it takes a lot to, I'm not just going to lay there. You know what I mean? You lay there? You do. That's why.
What do you mean you don't just lay there?
I'm a participant. We do all the things. It's not just like, all right, just put it in and, you know, once you get off, then that's it. You've done that?
I've done that sometimes.
Okay,
like,
so
tired.
That doesn't count. That's you, like,
no, I'm not saying all the time, but
okay, so I don't do that. And I'm not saying that's good or bad.
Yeah.
But like, that's that, you could still just kind of rest and just be there.
What do you, wait, say what?
You could just like stay in the same position.
No, just move around.
But you're laying down and you just move around a little bit.
No, I'll
What, high five?
I'm just saying, like, you have to, like, what do you mean you participate? Like, what do you mean?
Like, we change positions. Yeah, like, we change positions. Get on top. Like,
every single time?
No, that's what I'm saying. It changes all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Like, your legs are all crazy. Oh, stuff. Yeah. So, it's more than just, like, you know, just get it in. So, like, it takes, if you're, like, kind of tired, uh-huh. Great, you can kind of do it. But if you're, like, exhausted, it's too much.
Oh, yeah. You just.
It's too much.
Yeah, and for him, too, I think he's also, like, super exhausted. Usually, like, he's usually, like, okay, any day, every day. But now he's, like, passed out. Like, it's a lot. Like, mm-hmm. having to do with the kids. It's mostly the kids stuff, though.
I know.
It's not even him working so much. It's just, like, the after. When he comes home, it's, like, fast, fast, fast.
And then when you finally get all the kids in bed.
You just want a time to yourself. And you I want to watch breathe. My show.
I know. And you just breathe. And you're just, like, oh, God. This is the best. We did it.
Yeah.
And then you got to fucking wake up and do it all again.
Yep.
There you go.
So, and you're like, this, I just want this to last for a few hours.
I know. And I think that's why I end up sitting in bed watching Daily Mail or doing these things way too fucking late. Because there's not enough of those hours in the day.
Not.
And so, like, I try to, like, maximize it. And then I just fuck myself over because I'm tired in the morning.
And I feel like when you try to do it in the daytime, you're thinking about 10 other things that you have to do.
Of course.
So you're not even at peace doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, okay, you know, I'll watch my show or I'll do this and that. But then you're like, I got to get all this stuff done.
Oh, for sure.
So there's no time for yours. It's so hard to tell. Like, okay, we stay at home. But at the same time.
No, there's a
there's
lot of
no
shit
time for yourself. I have been trying to finish the Menendez Brothers for over a week.
Same, bro.
And I have fallen asleep 5 minutes in every single day. So I try to start in the morning or night or whatnot. I'm just trying to, like, it's been. Okay, so, like, one episode a day, maybe.
Yeah.
Barely, maybe even that, so I don't.
I'm saying, I know. That's why I, like, always stay up way too late, and then I know it in the morning, and then I do it again every fucking night.
So, to recap all this, just, you know, your moms really do whatever makes you happy.
Do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. Like, as in, like.
Emotionally, mentally, physically, do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, I think we moms really, really deserve that. We
I
really
think so
do.
Too.
I think I was reading an article and it said women need more sleep than men because women use their brain a lot more. It was like something. I was like, oh, I need to say this. No, it does. Because when do we start? We care about everybody. We care about everybody.
I wish we wouldn't give a shit.
I wish we didn't give a shit. I'm just thinking, oh, I wish that too. I'm just thinking, how many times do men think about, I guess, like, what's for dinner? When do they need to go out for football practice? Okay, wait, when you go to football, what all do you need with it? You know, the small little things. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't know what was irritating me the other day. I was like, okay, you're asking me so many questions. I'll just get up and do it myself. Sometimes it's just easier. Oh, there's another thing. I was like, hey, dishes. You know, I'm just so tired of doing dishes. Mm-hmm. And so at nighttime, I just say, hey, everybody just wash their own dishes. And then they're like, can we just put it in the dishwasher? Just leave it in the sink. Just leave it in the sink. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, it's more tiring trying to make them do something than
I'm like, I don't want to argue with you. Just leave it in the sink. I'll wash it later.
Oh, I think we're both delirious.
I am super
okay. The point is, do whatever you feel like doing. Whenever you want. Make sure you take care of your kids. And yourself.
And your husband.
And your husband. But always put yourself first. Okay. Don't forget to rate us. And leave us a review. Sujata is so delirious. And follow us on our Instagram, and we'll see you later. All right, Sujata. Say bye, Sujata.
Bye.